WCSG Backstage gives you access to your favorite WCSG DJs from your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your middays, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve, and this is WCSG Backstage.
Well, welcome to WCSG Backstage. With the stay home order still in effect, we are all connecting from various places at the radio station today via Zoom. It is good to see you guys, kind of.
Yeah.
I feel like we are the standard crew that normally is somehow passing each other 6 feet apart here at the station.
Absolutely.
Well, we are all looking for things to do at home. And something that we've seen pop up a couple of times online is restaurants releasing some of their secret recipes. So you can make like a special Dole Whip from Disney at home, or like McDonald's released a sausage McMuffin recipe, which I didn't realize was a recipe. But apparently it is.
I think it's more like how to make a circle-shaped egg.
Yeah. Would you like to tell the team about how that went for you?
I don't have the cookie cutter, so I made one out of foil. I just folded it a couple times and then made a ring. And it worked okay. You just have to make sure you put the water in so that it cooks from the bottom and steams from the top.
Was there leakage? Did it leak underneath?
Very little. I made sure to like try and get it as flat as I could to my pan, and it worked out all right. But
was it worth the time?
Not one bit.
Is there any kind of
time?
Is there any kind of special biscuit that you had to get, or is it just any old biscuit from there?
Yeah, I just did regular old English muffins, Meyer generic brand, and then I did turkey sausage and good old slice of American craft cheese.
Well, to get things started, we want to discuss if you had a restaurant recipe that you could get a secret recipe for to make at home. Which one would you want to do?
Popeye's chicken. I think their chicken breading is unparalleled. There's no other like it. So I would like to know how they make it A, so crispy and tasty, and B, what's in that batter?
If you were able to nail that down, you would be able to help out with all the cravings that everybody had last year when they couldn't track them down.
Yeah, that was madness.
All right, Steve.
Well, for me, I had to think about this because I'm not much of a cook. I don't do much in the kitchen myself, but I had this thought, the original Café du Monde beignet.
Remember
those? This little restaurant.
Yes.
This is awesome little open air cafe right in the heart of New Orleans. And the beignet is this like fried piece of dough. It's kind of like a fritter, kind of like a donut. And exactly. Covered in powdered sugar. They make such a mess and they don't care. And people come from all over to get the beignet and to get their coffee is also really, really good.
Yes.
If you've ever seen the movie Chef, it's featured in that movie. And in the Netflix kind of spinoff series, The Chef Show, they actually did attempt to recreate the beignet and it wasn't as good as actually going to the place. So I don't know what it is about going to Café du Monde, but
I think they've never changed out the oil. They just continue to use them all in the same oil.
And the beignets keep getting better over time.
They do sell a mix and they tried that before and it is not the same. Like you can't get the oil right. It absorbs too much or something. And you don't want to deal with the massive amount of powdered sugar that they put on there, like at your own home. But that is good. And mine is also fried dough related. Uccello's, it's local. They have these little things and they're called pizza puffs. And they're just fried pizza dough, but there's something really, they put, I don't know if it's salt or what on them. They're very delicious. You can dip them in marinara sauce or in cheese or mixed cheese and marinara together. But you can get a huge plate of them for like $4 and it's so good.
I think they put seasoning salt on the pizza puffs, and I'm pretty sure the secret to their sauce is Parmesan cheese.
Okay. Ooh. Well, I have to try that. We got time now.
So it's hard for me, unlike Steve, like I love food. It's so good. And so as I was trying to come up with this, at first I was like, maybe the Chick-fil-A nuggets. I wanted the original recipe for a Shamrock Shake. I feel like they've changed it over the years. Then I was starting to think, what's something obscure? And I thought, well, Dave, the guy we work with, he's got an amazing baked beans recipe. I would love to have that. But I decided of all the things The cosmic fries from Hopcat.
Oh,
they're really, really good. And I know it's just a seasoning on top of fries, but like, man, if I could just have endless amounts of those and with the cheese sauce, like that would be great.
Yeah. So is that going to be your first restaurant you visit when we're able to go visit restaurants again?
Boy, it should be. Yeah, they're right down the street too. So
yeah.
I will say this as a handy little tip as I was trying to kind of come up with my answer to this. Happened to run across a site called topsecretrecipes.com. And it is an entire website designed around copycat recipes for all sorts of different famous things from any restaurant you can think of. So you can sort by restaurant, by dessert or meal or sauces. So if there's anything you're looking for, check that out.
Don't think, just answer.
All right. It's time for another round of Don't Think, Just Answer. No special guests this week. So it's going to be one of us. Right now, Jeremy has the lead. Way to go, Jeremy.
Yeah.
With 19 responses in 60 seconds. Mm. Let's see who's up next.
All right, I'm going to draw a name real quick, and it's going to be Steve.
All right.
Okay. Now, Steve, because we're doing this via Zoom, I know things are a little bit slower, so I'm going to give you a little bit more than 60 seconds.
Oh, thank you.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Netflix or Disney Plus?
Netflix.
Breakfast burrito or breakfast pizza?
Ooh, breakfast pizza.
Ramen or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Cheese puff or cheese ball?
Puff.
Sweet Caroline or Don't Stop Believing?
Don't Stop Believing.
Netflix or Disney Plus?
Netflix again.
Heart or like?
Like.
With your coffee cup, do you drink with a lid or without?
With.
Pajamas or sweats?
Ooh.
Pajamas.
Good call.
Deep space or deep ocean?
Ooh, deep space.
Fly a kite or ride a wave?
Ride a wave.
Google Hangouts or Zoom?
Zoom.
Musk cologne or Elon Musk?
Oh. Elon.
Sour cream or guacamole?
Guac.
Powdered milk or Brave the Store?
Brave the Store.
Butterflies or dragonflies?
Dragonflies.
Aldi or Trader Joe's?
Aldi.
Stop shaving or stop bathing?
Stop shaving.
TikTok or YouTube?
YouTube.
Oatmeal or cream of wheat? Right.
That was pretty good.
A lot.
Man, those were really good, you guys.
Okay. I got through six.
I got through six, so that's 12. And then Tom, how many did you get through?
Six.
Well, that's 18.
18.
All right. Well,
good job, Steve.
Not quite. I didn't quite beat Jeremy, so but I feel pretty good about
but
it.
But Jeremy was live and in person. This has a delay. So that's
true. Right.
So, so it looks like a minute 15 is our new time when we have to do it via Zoom. Because I feel like it was pretty on par with.
Yeah. Very good.
Tell me something good.
Well, always love connecting with good news stories, especially during a season that can bring so much unsettledness and worry. So let's share some hope and encouragement. Steve, tell me something good.
Okay, well, a group of high school students in Calgary, Canada are helping seniors experiencing social isolation during this virus, this crisis. They're giving them a little joy through a good old-fashioned phone call, the Joy for All Project. Launched just a couple weeks ago, it's offering a toll-free number with stories, pre-recorded messages, senior citizens who want to participate, they just call 877-JOY-4-ALL and choose from a number of options. They can do motivational messages, poems, jokes, stories. The students that are participating decided to use old school technology just to make access easier for the elderly. But in its first week, the project received 2,300 calls. Wow. They did have 5,500 visitors to their website. So there are some seniors that know how to use the internet. One of the students said that by helping the elderly, he is also gaining a lot. His quote was, lots of people butt heads all the time, especially over generational things. You know, you think of, okay, millennial, okay, boomer, you know, that whole thing. But he says, it doesn't mean that there can't be respect and you can't show love to people who might not be in your own generation. He went on to say, I think we can learn a lot of respect for each other and a lot of wisdom from our elders in the community. And they're actually broadening it out so kids and high schoolers who aren't connected to this particular school district can submit their own messages, either written or recorded. A statement on the website says, we encourage kindness, creativity, and diverse messages of joy, especially for our Indigenous elders in isolation, as well as seniors who are newcomers, immigrants, and refugees. Oh, cool. I love the perspective that they have and this kind of cross-generational thing that's going on there. Yeah.
It's way better than what my mom used to do to me when I wanted to talk on the phone all the time. She would dial up the time lady and hand me the phone. Here you go. Talk to her.
Yeah. And now you talk for a living. Go figure.
I do. It was training. I give the time, like how many times a day?
That's hilarious.
Like, that's
yeah.
my job. So who knew?
You are the time lady now.
That's true. Yay. I love the time lady.
Well, for my Tell Me Something Good, we are going to travel to Florida and California both. This guy's name is Dr. Steve, and he was a pediatrician for 50 years. He's touched a lot of families' lives, helped a lot of kids as they were sick and, you know, broken arms, that kind of thing. He was also a veteran in the Navy, and he contracted COVID-19, and it hit him really hard and really fast. He's in Florida. His family is in San Diego. And so the doctors called the family and said, you need to contact your dad and get ready to say your goodbyes, because this is probably going to be it. 48 hours is what we think he has left. Unfortunately, Dr. Steve had this cell phone, but he didn't bring a charger with him to the hospital. And so his phone died, and his family's like, how are we supposed to get in touch with him? We can't bog down the hospital phone. We don't want to say goodbye. We want to encourage him to keep on fighting. So what happened is a nurse at the hospital said, I have a charger that will fit this phone. I'm going to go home and get it. You can have it. And so they charged up his phone. The family was able to connect. And his son said, well, instead of saying our goodbyes, we didn't want to do that. We said, you keep fighting. And so all the family got on the phone, including his three grandchildren. One of them was 5 years old. And she said, Grandpa Steve, we need you. You have to wake up. And so those messages from his family helped him keep fighting. He's not out of the woods yet. He's still fighting. He's still in the ICU, but he is getting a lot better. And now his family is raising money to donate cell phone chargers to hospitals all over the country. So if people do find themselves in situations where they want to speak to their loved ones, you know, they have these chargers that they need. They've already provided 1,500 chargers to various hospitals. And they said, it's, you know, so silly that something as little as a cell phone charger can make such a big difference. But every familiar voice and song that plays through the phone is a way that provides a little bit of hope to someone who's suffering. So I thought it was really cool. And just, again, creative, like who would have thought, you know, we were hearing of people donating masks and gloves and food and different things, but these cell phone chargers are going to make a huge difference for these families. So
heading to San Diego with my story, a story of a healthcare worker who had a great idea. He's a respiratory therapist and kind of sparking a new trend. What he did is he realized that because he always has to wear these masks, that none of his patients were seeing him smile. So his name is Roberto Rodriguez. And what he did is he took a selfie of himself and posted that picture on his smock. So when he went into the rooms, the people that he was greeting, the people that he was meeting, could see his smile even through the mask. So it sparked a viral trend online, and other healthcare workers around the region are doing the same thing. They're all taking those selfies with a smile. So when they go and meet their patients can see that smile. So kind of neat. I was at the grocery store yesterday and I realized that too. I'm smiling at people, but they can't see smiling at all through the mask. I'm like, well, I hope they see the smile in my eye.
Right.
One of those pictures too.
Right. Some masks are starting to come designed with a clear plastic insert right here so you can see it. That's at least a step above like drawing a smile on it.
Right.
I think that would look a little creepy.
Kind of creepy. Yeah.
But we did have a woman call earlier this week that said at their hospital, she works in the hospital. She's like, yeah, we draw some smiles on.
Yeah.
I'm with you though with the creepy eyes. Like I'm trying. I don't know.
You gotta learn how to smile with your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it looks like you're flirting and you're like, that's a mixed message. We don't want to do that.
I go over the top with it.
That's right.
Well, my Tell Me Something Good is actually about finding those good news stories and passing them along to help bring some hope and encouragement in a world where it's kind of easy to get sucked into the negative. My Tell Me Something Good is about a new good news service. It's called Some Good News. It's a YouTube show put together by John Krasinski, who is probably best known for playing Jim from The Office. He's also behind a movie series, I guess you can call it now, A Quiet Place. And what had happened is about 4 days before everything started shutting down. He was at the red carpet premiere for a sequel to A Quiet Place, and then everything shut down, and the movie has since been delayed. And so because of that, he decided to take to Twitter and just ask followers for just stories that he said, you know, make you feel good this week, or things that just make you smile. And with the help of handmade sign that was painted by his kid, he created some good news. And it's this YouTube video series. It's good news stories each and every week. They're entertainment. There's comedy, and it's all blended together. He's had some special guests like Steve Carell, Robert De Niro, Tom Brady. He even had Brad Pitt as his weatherman. His wife, Emily Blunt, popped in to jokingly pick on her Mary Poppins Return co-star, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who then in turn showed her up by rounding up the original cast of Hamilton, which I know, Steve, Amanda, you guys, big fans of that, and surprised a 9-year-old Superman. She's been waiting to see the show, but it's been canceled. So he kind of brought the show a little bit to her. So that was kind of neat. Just a handful of episodes are out at the moment. The first one has over 16 million views. The most recent episode, which Amanda, I know your daughter, she partook in this, gave a chance for people to attend prom. So anyways, I think it's really great for someone who's got a platform to do something positive and continue to spread good news in just this strange season that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, he hosted prom for all of those students who missed prom.
Yeah.
And he had, at my house, we had nothing else going on. So it was 8 o'clock on Friday night, put YouTube on the TV. Mm-hmm. And it was just a fun way to feel a little bit connected. And he had some students who were missing their proms. Like, he videoed them in with their parents, and they were all dressed up. The Jonas Brothers were a part of it. And
Dwight
Wilson was a part of it. And the thing that just cracked me up, like, it was a lot of fun, but he is terrible at technology, like really bad at like Zoom meetings and stuff. And he was like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my career. And he's been in some pretty epic movies and some pretty demanding TV roles. And he's like, okay, I got to switch over to this person. And I'm sweating through my shirt. And like, it was just really endearing. And I think a reminder of like, we're just all in this together, whether you're a celebrity or just a 15-year-old girl wearing a dorky dress in your mom's living room. You know, it's just kind of a way to unite each other. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I don't know how long he'll continue this. I mean, sure, he's got nothing going on at the moment, but maybe once, you know, Hollywood kicks back up into gear, they probably have to say goodbye to that for a while. So
and the nice thing is there's no commercials either. It's not like sponsored by anything. No
that
ads.
Is nice. That is nice. In fact, though, he has been featured in a commercial doing that. Have you seen that? The Apple commercials?
No.
Yeah, Apple put together a commercial of how people are using their technology to, you know, connect during this time. And one of the examples was John Krasinski's Some Good News thing. Well, hey, thank you again so much for listening to WCSG Backstage, or watching, if that's what you're
right?
doing. Every show, we always close out with a deep cut. And Tom, it's back to you. What song did you bring to Backstage?
It's a little bit of an older song. It was released in 2019, but I think still relevant, and a really great song. It's called Run to the Father. It's by Cody Carnes. And it's just a beautiful song about God's love for us, our need for him, and how we can run to him again and again and again and again. So just a really sweet worship song, and I think a real fitting song for this season.
All right.
Very good.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve, and this is WCSG Backstage.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I